Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, all you lovely ladies. I am so excited to be here with you guys again today. I am Leanne Fuller, and I want to welcome you all to Your Fuller Life. In this segment of Welcome to Your Fuller Life, A Better Me, Building Wealth Mentally and Financially, we're going to be joined tonight by Tara Fun-to-Know Beard and Kamisha Dennis with Sisters Doing More, as they are on a mission to empower 1 million women to build their mental and financial wealth by the year of 2020. That is amazing, amazing. So their mission is to reach 1 million families by the year 2020, and many of these families are led by women who are struggling with the emotional balance of it all because they have allowed society or their internal network to define them as undeserving of more. Doing More is here to stand up and say, no more. We want to turn to negative words and emotions into positive affirmations and build the financial knowledge necessary to shift the mindset of I don't deserve it or I don't know enough about building their own financial foundation and live it without the emotional shackles of unworthiness. I'm so glad to have you ladies on. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Oh, to hear you say that is just, oh, it's like, yes.
Does it give you goosebumps?
It does. It does. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you, Tara, and we'll have Kamisha joining us as well very soon. So just to tell you a little bit about them, Tara and Kamisha are biological sisters. They launched Sisters Doing More to share their life experiences and to be the sunlight to a woman's cloudy world nationally. Their mission is to create a worldwide change amongst women who seek encouragement on pursuit, perception, and pedantic. I hope I didn't butcher that word. We believe every woman deserves.
Right.
That's good. I've actually never heard that word before, I hate to admit. You'll have to tell me what that is in a minute. We believe every woman deserves the opportunity of ample fulfillment despite their economic changes in government status. Women deserve the right to experience purpose, joy, and accomplishment in order to break the chains of self-doubt. Through the emergence of our awakening movements, of their awakening movements, I Am and I Quit, they want women to see their true reflections. They are Sisters Doing More worldwide. That is great. That is so great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we have Kamisha. How are you?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. I'm great. Thank you both so much for being here. So before
we
get started, and I apologize, what is, not to sound like I don't know, but I don't know. What is pedantic?
Pedantic, we were using that to say, you know what, unimaginatively, we want you to be you. We want to imagine that you are the true you.
Yeah. Got it. That's great. That is awesome. Awesome. So before we jump in tonight, I just want to let everyone know that they can jump on the call with us. They can join us. If they have any questions or if they have any comments or just want to join and say hello to all of us, they can join the show by calling in 657-383-1577, and you just use the number 1 to get on with us. Or you can message your questions to me at facebook.com/FullerLifeLLC. So, ladies, are you ready to get started?
Yes.
Yay. So tell me, how did you come up with the name of your business, Sisters Doing More?
Wow. That was one we wanted it to be personal because what we're doing is definitely personal to our experience and to our life. And when we thought about what we wanted to do, we just kept saying, we just want to do more of this and more of that. Mm-hmm. I was like, we were like, sisters doing more. Yes, that's it.
Yes.
We kind of put the two together.
Yeah.
Just based on our feelings and where we were. It was.
Yeah.
That is perfect. So tell us a little more about you ladies before we get into any other questions.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start. Well, I'm Kamisha. I'm in the insurance business, right, as my full-time job. But it's like my passion has always been helping people, you know, helping others, you know, just kind of helping people do better. It's always a do better thing, mm-hmm. helping myself do better, of course, is, you know, in the process. But that's always been my passion. And to me, that's really kind of how we connected with our thoughts, even with this, with Sisters Doing More, just kind of going mm-hmm. there. But that's me.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Kamisha.
How about you, Tara?
So I'm Tara, and out of the two, I'm the oldest. We're actually only 9 months apart, right?
Yes.
And I say that because when we talk about Sisters Doing More, when we talk about the business, we always feel like we're 20. We always feel like we mm-hmm. should have been twins, because I'll think of something and she'll be mm-hmm. like, no way, I was just thinking of that.
Awesome.
I'm Tara. I'm a mom. I'm a mom of five, and I'm actually just recently divorced. My background has been in corporate America. It's about 15 years plus in corporate America, accounting operations, mainly in the oil and gas field. And I think just being where I am in my life right now for what I've been through in the past 5 years, it's where I feel mm-hmm. me and Kamisha just kind of connected on where we are. I've always been accounting. Finances has always been my thing. But I know where I've mm-hmm. come from. I was a young mother. So we were just talking about what we wanted to do, which was just to educate. How can we educate people and educate them on what I felt like I didn't know at a young age? And even when I first started a family, it's a lot that I didn't know. But had I known it, oh, my gosh.
Right.
I feel like I could have been so much further or just been in a different place. So that's me. So when it comes to our backgrounds and just our passions, they're just too similar for us to do it apart. And I will admit mm-hmm, that we were first going to do it separately.
Yeah.
And she was like, why do we feel like we're double working? It's like, we're trying to do the same thing. So that's what made us just put it all together.
Yeah. Which is an awesome
decision.
That's
great. That's great. And talk about if I only knew then what I knew now.
Oh, right.
Can't we write a book on that one?
Oh, yeah. That's a book I'm sure we probably all have in us.
Yes. So that's great.
Hopefully
so
change
us,
that.
Yes, yes. So tell us what is Sisters Doing More? What are you ladies doing?
We are speaking up.
Go ahead.
We're speaking up. There are so many things from an emotional and financial aspect that we feel, say if we start with financial, one of the top statistics say women, that's one of the top things that women are afraid to talk about, which is our money. We feel like we can't share how much we make, how much we don't make, how much we want to make. And we do that out of fear of someone looking at us differently. So we first want to change that. We want to provide an environment, we want to provide an atmosphere, we want to bring the awareness to say, you know what, I've been broke, I've been with less, so let's just talk about it, let's just speak up about it. And even when it comes to the emotional and mental side of it, it's like if we want to be whole as women, if we want to be the provider, we want to be the one who does it all, but we need to be whole to do that. So we need to talk about the emotions that we go through. We need to talk about how we're tired, or that tired turns into depression. We don't like to use that D word. But why are we not talking about it? Because it's real and it happens.
That's great. And I think it's amazing that you ladies are doing this, because not only is getting us talking about it, it's just so that we realize we're not alone. We've all been there to some degree, and nobody realizes that.
So yeah,
it's amazing you're bringing that out and bringing that to light, because I know when I was there, I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one, you know, and that's huge, just knowing that we're not alone. That's great.
Yes, that's great. And I think that's one of our main aspects, is wanting, you know, women to know you're not alone in anything. Whatever you're going through, somebody else has been through that as well. They're going through it right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing of us connecting, you know.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us some more about I Am and I Quit, your worldwide movement.
That's where we were, those were the two missions that we were feeling, we were trying to do separately. So with I Am, it's, I want to turn the negative words into positive. I have anxiety, I have depression, I have jealousy, I have bitterness. So all of these words that tend to boggle us down as women, or tend to keep us in our shell, I Am is saying, yes, I am fear. And we're taking fear and breaking it to an acronym to say, I am fear. I am freedom. I am empowered. I am awesome. I'm remarkable. So I am those things. So let's turn the negative words and make them into positive affirmations, so we as women can then stand up and be able to freely say it. I am fear, or I am anxiety. We're taking those negatives and turning them into positive.
Yes,
oh,
and
wow.
Then
that's
with
great.
I Quit, the spin on I Quit is, you know, I quit talking bad about myself, or, you know, saying negative things about myself, or being someone's punching bag or doormat. You know, sometimes we let people dump all their stuff on us, and we're left holding it, right? They feel better, and now we don't. So it's kind of like that thing of I quit, stop doing the things that don't make us feel so good. Yeah. So, you know, us just talking about those things together is how we decided we can do this together. You know, turning those negative words into positive.
Wow.
And one
That's
of the
amazing.
Ones that we're
you
pushing
both were doing this. Yeah. It's amazing that you were both doing this and separately. So when did you finally realize, like, hey, we got something to do together?
I think it was when we were in the whole planning stage. We were like,
Okay,
so I told her, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to create these bookmarks, and I'm going to create these journals. And she was like, I want to do that too with I Quit. And she was one day was like, why do I feel like we're double working? You want to create journals, you want to do this, and they're the same, we're kind of talking the same language. And I was like, you know what? You're so right. We're burning ourselves out on creating different business names, creating different websites, and it was all for nothing. And I say nothing, but it was all for God to let us know, ladies, I brought you together so that you can do this together. We can do more. We can do more together than apart.
Together than apart, because we were literally talking about our ideas every single day together.
Every day we're talking about them. And, you know, we are stronger together. All women, we're stronger together. The more we realize that, the better we will be. The more difference we can make, the more lives we can impact. That's great.
Exactly. Yes.
That's great.
The more women we can help to feel just like they're themselves. Like, you don't have to pretend to be someone else. Just be yourself and just speak up about it. You know, we want women. I have to say that I've for years and years and years, you just feel like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this for the kids, or I'm doing this for my dad, or I'm doing this for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose ourselves when we get to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I'm breaking down. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
to do. So it's like,
yeah.
you know what? We need
yeah.
to catch our children. We need to catch our young women who go into college. We need to catch them young so that they can realize, you
yeah.
know, it's okay to be, to feel this way or to go through these things. Because
mm-hmm.
what? What did we just say? You're not alone. You're not
yeah.
alone.
Yeah.
And to ask for
yeah.
help. We have a problem with asking
yeah.
for help, you know, as women. And
yeah.
I think it's because we're always the ones helping everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we lose ourselves and we don't leave
mm-hmm.
anything for ourselves. We
mm-hmm.
give it all away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We
absolutely.
Give it away. Yeah.
Absolutely. So how do you guys work with, like, how do you get this movement out there? Like, where is it? How do you work with women?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A kickstart of it is we started workshops here locally, hosting workshops to say, let's talk about savings, let's talk about being financially healthy. And when we get women together and talk about the financial side of it, we're talking about savings, we're talking about budgeting, we're talking about debt management, we're talking about college funds, we're talking about life insurance, we're talking about all of these financial things that, yeah, maybe you've heard it in the wind, that you really
mm-hmm.
don't know how to kickstart it or what to do. And that's what we want to bring to light. We want to educate them on these are the things you can do to start savings. These are the things you can do to cut debt. And we have children, and we, you know, a common thing is we tell our kids, no, you're going to college. Oh, yes, you are. You're going to college. But we don't prepare them to go to college.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
start the college fund. We send them
yeah.
out to go to college and they're in debt. So that's where it starts. It starts with the workshops. It starts with us partnering with other business owners locally who may
mm-hmm.
come in and teach them about credit repair. If you want to buy a house in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about your credit right now so that
mm-hmm.
you understand
right.
it and you can get prepared. So it's through those partnerships
right.
and workshops that we plan to just push it out worldwide.
Oh, that's awesome. So what are your biggest tips financially?
You said the biggest.
Your biggest tips financially. Like what are these things that women can be doing to be impacting their financial stability right now? That what can they start to do?
Oh, got you. So I would say my number one thing right now is avoiding debt. Stop piling on the debt. Let's stop, you know, avoiding debt as much as possible. And sometimes I know we can't, but to me, I think that's really a big one is to avoid debt, you know, deciding if this is a want or a need, like making those decisions instead of just,
yeah.
you know, the swipe, you know, we do that. We all do it, right? We need it. We swipe,
mm-hmm.
we swipe, we go. But just start making ourselves
mm-hmm.
aware of what we're doing when we're spending our money, you know. So definitely trying to avoid that as much as possible, taking a look at it. When you get your, you know, when you get paid, try to pay yourself first, even if it's just a little something. You know, we pay everybody else, and, yes, we all have to pay our bills. But, you know, just being mindful of those things, to have a savings account, to do those things. Because sometimes, you know, we'll say, like, oh, we can't. But if we see something else that we want, all of a sudden we can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just setting
mm-hmm.
our priorities, you know, having priorities, sticking by them. And I'm a big believer of writing it down.
mm-hmm.
Everything I have to write
mm-hmm.
it down because it does something when you write it down and look at it and you have to make yourself accountable for it, you know, versus saying, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to save here. But just actually, you know, writing it down, trying to prioritize yourself. I think those are some great starters there.
And
that's
I'll
awesome.
Add to that is to understand the importance of life insurance. And if you don't understand it, be open to being educated about it. There are so many
mm-hmm.
living benefits to life insurance that our families and women are not aware of. there may be a lot of women that stay at home and feel that, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I don't need life insurance, but that is a tale. That is false. It's true that one of the recent statistics showed that a stay-at-home mom annually values at about $120,000 a year. That is her salary just based on what she does for the house, for the children. So it's important mm-hmm. that we understand, one, that you can budget for life insurance. Just as Kamisha mentioned, we may have a ritual of going to Starbucks every day, or I may have a ritual of every month I buy myself one nice thing. But if we put life insurance, mm-hmm. the payment of life insurance, into that ritual, then it becomes mm-hmm. just a process of our family, because we know the importance that if something happens to me or something happens to my husband or my parents, that we know the children and the families are taken care of.
I know one of the biggest things that was so important to me, and it really made the biggest impact when I was a single mom, in just grounding. When I became a single mom, I was so buried in debt. I think credit score was like, I don't know, 400 something. It was horrible, horrible. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing and the most important thing for me was doing a budget, tracking.
Yeah.
What exactly do I have coming in and what exactly do I have coming out? And it's so awakening to see at the bottom of the budget, at the end of the month, you have like $50 left over for groceries. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, okay, where do I buy food for my children? But when I looked at that, yeah. I noticed I can't afford to stop at the store every day and buy a coffee or a soda, or I really need to stop the needless spending. Like, I can't afford to do this stuff. So I think that was huge for me. That was one of my yes. biggest things that really made the difference for me.
We spoke of that recently. Yeah. I gave that scenario of you, I don't know, I feel like I've seen it numerous times, to where you're at the cash register, you're checking out, and you're that person that has to put something back. Oh, my gosh, I don't have enough. Because we didn't budget. Yeah. We just went in there, we started grabbing, and it's like, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be like that. And you're right, budgeting is one of those top great things to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, I know that was one of the big things. And like you said, writing it all down and just being aware. And I love the life mm-hmm. insurance, because so many of us don't think we can afford it. But I think we almost have to. And I don't think it's overly expensive. It doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm. No, it
doesn't. There are inexpensive options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us lead with that assumption. If you ask many of those people who say that, it's not like they went and got a quote and they said, oh, it's too much, I can't afford it. That's that assumption that, mm-hmm. oh, life insurance, oh, that has to
it's
be
expensive.
Too much, I can't afford that. Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Without
right.
having any knowledge
right.
of, well, how much does it cost, you know?
Yeah. Right. Right. And I think you ladies nailed it, or just don't think we don't need it. We're young. We, you know, we're your stay-at-home moms. We just think we don't need it. But that's, I think, our biggest mistake.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
It is. It really is. And actually, when you're young, that's the best time to get it. You know, life insurance is about your age, too. You know, age and health, of course, but your age. The younger you are, the least expensive it is.
Perfect. So we talked about the financial wealth. What about mental, like the mental wealth that you guys talk about?
The mental health comes into play, because in order for us to be wealthy and financially stable, we have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset to, one, believe that just because I didn't come from wealth, that I can't have wealth. So we encourage the mindset shift, which starts with believing in yourself, which starts with the negative into positive affirmations. And that's how we're kickstarting that. So let's talk about the thing, the block that's making you feel like you're not worthy of wealth, or that you could never be an Oprah, you could never be that person that makes a lot of money because you didn't come from it. So we start with just giving the statistics to it. Let's talk about why you feel that way. Let's start journaling. Mm-hmm. Let's start giving yourself meditation.
Give time to yourself so you can really feel like, you know what, I have 5 minutes and I'm going to enjoy every single minute of these 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's just bringing the awareness, Leanne. And we're doing it when we're being creative in doing it because we know everyone gets touched differently because we're all at a different phase in our life. So me and Kamisha, I say go into the lab, but we really talk about it a lot. Okay, how can we reach our young adults? How can we reach the mid, you know, women in the mid, and how can we reach some that are maybe in their 50s who are like, you know what, I'm working two jobs. What can I do differently? How can I change something for my family in the next 20 years?
Exactly.
Wow. That's great. And I love the mindset is so important. And I know, like, this morning I was in New Jersey and I had an interview on RVN TV with Neo Davila. And his go-to thing is our thoughts become things. So what you're thinking about is what you're going to get. That's the way it works.
Your
mindset is so important.
Yes, yeah, it is. And we don't realize how strong our thoughts are, how much they really, you know, control what we're doing. And like you said, how we feel, what we're thinking. Yeah.
And that's where your I am and I quit really come into play.
I swear, I'm screaming from the mountaintop, like, come on, let's come together.
Yes, you can do this.
So if you're listening, please understand that you can do this. No one around you can make you feel like you can't do this. That comes from within yourself. And we want to help be the women to help pull that out of you. There are methods to it, but first we have to help in changing our mindset.
Because it definitely starts with you, you know. And the thing about it is, everybody's going through something. We just don't talk about it.
No matter who you see out there. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, no matter who you see out there who is wealthy or you think is wealthy or is doing what you want to do and what you think you can't do, they have had their hardships too. There is not anybody out there who has not had some sort of struggles in their life.
That's right.
Because we are looking at the end
part.
Result of their
You know, we see the part that people want you to see, the shiny, polished stuff. You know, they don't see the inside. And when you go home and when you're by yourself, we don't get to see that.
Yes. We're comparing where we are right now to where they are right now. We don't look at the fact that they've been where we are. We just look at, like you said, the shiny stuff that they want you to see. And it's
glam.
It's Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Facebook. Nobody posts, well, there are people that do, but the people you want to be like don't post. They don't post the struggles. They post what they want you to see.
Exactly.
And we have to remember that when you're scrolling through Facebook, just remember that you're not seeing it all. Those individuals are only giving you a glimpse of what they want you to see. And that's why you have to stay determined and driven to your path, your success, and where you want to go. Because you can definitely get there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think all of us can get there. It's like it's making up that mindset.
Yes.
Setting that goal. Yes. Where do you want to be? If you don't know where you want to be. What's that?
No, I was just saying the power is all in our mind. That's where it starts.
Yes.
And if you need self-encouragement, I encourage you to go buy a big pack of stickies with all colors. All colors. Buy you a Sharpie package with all colors. And you write your affirmations all around you. Put them on your mirror.
Oh, yes.
put them in your restroom. Put them everywhere you go in your house. If you need that positive affirmation, a positive reminder, use sticky notes. Use it because they work. But you can be sitting at your desk at the computer and feeling like you're drained, feeling like I'm not good at this, and you can just look up at a sticky and you're talking to yourself. You got this is what's on the sticky. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? I do. So it's just able to see it. It can change your day.
Yes, that's true. I have stickies everywhere. I do in my bathroom, in my mirror. I have my affirmations there on my computer at work. They're everywhere.
I love affirmations. One of my clients actually thought of this and told me about this is after working with them and working on affirmations, they put it on their phone. So that's what pops up on her phone now whenever she opens her phone is her affirmation.
So it's right there.
We are connected to our phones 24/7. So what better place to have an affirmation?
That's perfect.
Using your reminders in your phone with affirmations.
Yes.
And when your affirmations to yourself. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love that too. I mean, what are some of your favorite affirmations? What we're talking about. I love affirmations. So, what are your favorite ones, or that you hear most, or are most common?
I'm not sure. I would say these are some of the things that I keep around myself. Your dreams are too small, and that starts with how we. Always say, I want to start this business. Well, I only want it to be this. And even not a business, just your dreams are too small. I look at that all the time. We have to open our minds, open your minds to more. Don't you quit and don't give up. If you quit, then you never get a chance to see the roots, the fruit of your labor. So don't quit, don't give up.
Yeah.
Got it. And some of mine that I have, like on my computer at work, I have, I am an eagle, because who flies higher than an eagle, right? And he travels alone and does it well. So I love that. I am destined for greatness, because it's just a constant reminder to myself, like no matter how bad I feel or what I think I can't do, I'm destined for greatness. So, you know, it's there, it's in me. This is a reminder of myself. And my financial one is, I shall lend and not borrow. I keep that active in my phone. To try to, you know, to remind myself, you know, because at the end of the day, hey, you want to be able to be that person, right?
Yeah.
To lend and not have to borrow all the time, you know. And our credit cards are borrowing just in case we get that confused.
Borrowing at a very high interest rate.
Yes. Oh wow. Yes.
I was just about to say that.
Oh,
high cost of that. Yes.
A high cost of it. Right. Yes.
I've got to say one of my favorite ones I've ever heard from one of my clients. Again, I'm borrowing from one of my clients that I have is. I haven't come this far to only come this far.
Ooh.
That's hands down is one of the best ones I think I've almost ever heard. And that one still sticks with me every single day. I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
I like that. Because that's why no matter how far you get, you can't quit. You have more to do. There's always more to do.
Exactly. I like that. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, how about this one? How about this one? When life pushes you, push back.
I love that one too.
Life will push you every day. The thing is to push back. So when life pushes you, push back.
I like that.
Yeah. Same here. So affirmations are huge. They really are. You ladies are so right.
Yeah.
So tell me, how has the launch of Sisters Doing More affected you ladies personally?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Can I get some tissue, right?
Right. I know for me personally, it's made me take a look at myself, like a deep look at myself, you know, because it's kind of like that you want to be what you're representing, you know. We want to be that encouragement. It makes you take a deep look at yourself because we're telling people to do these things and to be encouraged and stay encouraged as well. You know, when you're giving, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot out of you. Yeah. It does.
It does.
But it really makes you examine yourself and just to make sure, like, hey, do I have all my ducks in a row? Am I, you know, where's my checklist? And I would say it makes you improve yourself. It does. That's what it's done for me. It's really making me take a change for the better and with myself. Like, hey, you know, you want to be great. You do. We all have that in us. We all have that greatness in us. But it has really drawn out some really amazing things that I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
So,
It's been
a good journey so far. I can definitely say that.
For me, Tara, I would say I feel closer. My spirit has definitely opened my eyes. The past few years hasn't been the grandest, and I felt like I didn't have a vision. I couldn't see past where I was in my life. But now in the phase what I'm in with Sisters Doing More, I swear nuggets get dropped to me every day about where we can go with Sisters Doing More, how we can touch women here, or you need to do. So I get it every day to where I have to start recording myself when I get it so that we can write it in our log of what we're going to plan for in the future. So I really feel like, I have to say it, you guys, I really feel like God speaks to me every day about where Sisters Doing More can go. And that's why Your Dreams Are Too Small comes into play, because when we started Sisters Doing More, it was just, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, maybe touch a few people worldwide. But now it's like, no, this is going to be international, worldwide. We're going to touch men, women, and families. Because as we touch the women, we're touching the children, we're touching the husbands. So it just opened our eyes to where this is actually going to end up, which is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing.
Wow. Yeah. Happy mom
it makes
made
me
a happy
bold.
Home.
Because I'm an introvert. So this definitely takes me out of my comfort zone every day. But I don't feel shy about it. And that was no pun intended, you know. I don't feel shy about it. I feel like, you know, Tara, you're supposed to be saying these things. You're supposed to be sharing your life experiences. You're supposed to be sharing what you've been through and how to help someone get out of it. So that's where the tears come into play. Like, God, why are you having me share this? This is too personal. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to know. But he wants me to share it for a reason. And that's where getting other women to open up and know that, what do we say? You're not alone. You're not alone.
Exactly.
So.
And we're going to help somebody with the store.
Yeah. So that's where the journey
that's
is
amazing.
Definitely leading me.
I love that. I think what really hits home for me with that is the fact that in being an introvert, it really pushes you, but it helps when we take ourselves out of the equation. So you're not doing it for you. It takes you out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it for all these people. You're doing it for others. So it makes it bigger. It's bigger than you.
He's reminding me it's not about us. You're right.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we've definitely come to realize, that it's not about us. We're doing this for other people. The experiences are so we can share and help someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. I'm not sure I've ever shared that. So this is exclusive.
Yeah. This is really exclusive.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, because that really That really is great. That's amazing. So tell us, who can Sisters Doing More make a difference for? Who can you help?
Anybody who wants it. If you're looking for a change, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add, as you were dropping it, like she said, if you're looking for change, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you have a full-time job but know that mentally that place is not your destiny, we want women to reach out to us to speak up, to say they want more. I want more for my family. I want more for myself. Let's change the atmosphere that you're in, because that affects how you think mentally. If you're in a negative environment, you're going to feel that, oh, well, this is all that's destined for me, when those things are so far from the truth. So we're, like Misha said, if you're tired, we want you to be tired. We want you to be exhausted, because we want you to then say, you know what, I'm ready to speak up. I'm tired of being where I am. I'm tired of feeling like my family, this is all my family deserves, or this is all I deserve. So if you're in that place, if you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to, if you feel like you just want to learn more because your family just didn't have the knowledge to share with you, then we want to talk to you.
When enough is enough.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we can catch you before you get to that point, that makes
our journey
easier.
I was just about to say that. Yes, I was just about to say that. You're right. Because we don't want you to get to that end point, you know, because sometimes enough is enough.
Right.
Sometimes that's too late, right? You know, before that, like Tara just said, we definitely want to catch you before that. Even if you're just confused about if you're that person, that's a great opportunity right there.
Wow.
Because here's one statistic I want to share. There was a recent survey conducted by Bankrate's Financial Security in June 2017, and that statistic stated that 16% of Americans say their biggest financial regret is not having enough emergency expenses. So if you look at the Wikipedia, it estimated in 2016 I know 16%, and I did this because I know 16% may sound small, but if you look at people, there's 324 million people in the United States. And if you take 16% of that, you're looking at about 51 million women and families who are not prepared for emergencies. And we're talking small emergencies. We're talking a blown tire. We're talking a dent in your roof or a crack in your tile. Just the small things can make such a huge negative difference for a family.
Yeah.
So a small thing such as an emergency fund, you may think, well, I don't need that. I need to spend every dime that I get, every dime that I have. That's just a mindset sharing that we just want to educate and share.
Wow. So pay yourself first. That's the takeaway for that right there.
Yeah.
Pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Set up a
pay
savings account.
Pay yourself first.
Yeah. You know what is beautiful about that and easy about that is you can take $10 a week out of your paycheck and you won't even miss it.
Nope.
You know,
that's
take
Starbucks.
20, take 10,
that's
take
Starbucks
20.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't even miss it.
If you're in corporate America, they're already doing it and you're not missing a dime of it.
All
we're just saying is to do it for yourself.
For yourself, exactly. Because we won't miss it. Because as soon as we see something else that we want, you know, the money is all of a sudden available. We have to treat ourselves better.
Because
you
as we do that as adults and as parents.
Go ahead.
As we do that as adults and parents, we then are able to teach that to our children. And if you teach them young, they grow up to understand why it's important to do it. I didn't grow up with that. I didn't grow up with someone telling me how much it would cost to go to college, what actually taking out a loan really meant, or how to even save. So if we start young, it can just change the world.
Wow. So you had just said when we want something, money just happens to, it just comes, becomes available. So that really caught me. Why do you think that is? Why is that?
I don't know if it's just that, you know, I mean, how can I say this? I always feel like, I mean, because again, when something, when we really want something, we make it happen. Mm-hmm. If you say you don't have any money today and a friend says, let's go to dinner tomorrow, all of a sudden you're at dinner and you're paying for your food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you see something on sale, those shoes, you find a way to buy those shoes because you really had to have them because they made you feel good. And we do it. We do it with, with all types of things. So it's kind of like, okay, well, we think that makes us feel good, but at the end of the day, did we really need to do that? Because we don't like to hold ourselves accountable, and we all do it.
Mm-hmm. And even in adding to that, so believe that a great part of that or some of that is back to how you want to showcase yourself to others. We're stuck in this mindset that I need to show Leanne that I have money, you know. They're going out to a big, nice dinner or to a party. I don't have the money for it, but like Kamisha said, I'm going to find this money just to show that I'm in this certain, I want to use the word
keeping up with the Joneses.
But that's not the right, keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a sad mindset, but I truly feel, and just from experiences of, you know, friends and people that's close in your network, you see it happening, and you're like, wow. You're like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Or you have a friend that maybe tells you that that's what they did, and they have to go to talk to somebody about it or cry to somebody about it because the store didn't take the shoes back or the store didn't take the dress back. Girl, what am I going to do? So you end up hearing these stories from people that's close in your network, and I feel it just goes back to I felt I had to please. I had to be like the Joneses, which is which is a mindset, which is a mindset change.
It is.
See, like, I found that so interesting because you nailed it on the head with it's a mindset thing, and it comes to living a life of abundance. And it comes to, again, those, as Neo says, thoughts become things. So when you really, really, really want it, that's what you're thinking is, I want this, I need to have it. So why don't we have that mindset that I'm not going to be broke? Instead of saying, I'm broke, I'm just barely getting by, say, okay, I'm not broke. I have this money in a savings account. I have this. So it's like the, it's like that abundance mindset. And so I think that just really, that really stuck out for me when you said that, is because, and that's what it is. It's that mindset. You have to make up your mind that you're not broke anymore. And that's when you're going to start to see stuff changing. No matter what you're doing financially, if you have that mindset, it's going to start happening. It may not happen today or tomorrow, and it's not going to happen on its own, but it's almost like you find yourself making those decisions that are a little bit better. You're going to find yourself putting that money aside. You're going to find yourself saying, I don't need that coffee. I don't need to stop at Starbucks. And that's when you're going to start to see that piling up and start to have the money.
Yes. You're so
right. When you want something bad enough, the money just becomes available. So you want to have this life and not be broke. You want to have this, so start really wanting it. And see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was saying too earlier, this is Kamisha, about writing it down. Write it down. Write it down. It's important. It gives you something to look at. That's a good sticky note too. how Tara said, you know, get your sticky notes in every color. That's a good one. I'm not broke.
Yes. Or instead of saying I'm not broke, saying I have enough money to live the life I want. That way you're not thinking of that broke word. You're thinking of what you do want.
Yes, that's true. You're right. You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I have enough.
So that's, that is awesome. So I just, that caught me, and I really wanted to talk about this. So thank you, ladies, for sharing with me. I think that's great.
No problem.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. So tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find
how they can connect with you.
You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sisters Doing More. You can email us, sistersdoingmore@gmail.com. You can also find us on the web, sistersdoingmore.com. We have some great, we're just so excited, some great events that will be coming up in 2018. One that definitely we will be kicking off is what we're calling Face Off. Like, we want you to come and take off the mask that you've been wearing and identify the truth with you.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It's kind of remarkable. Thank you. So definitely follow us as we start advertising the beginning of the year. It's going to be in November of next year. We'll do some things in between, but that's one of the big things that we're going to
be
definitely partnering with local businesses and just, it's going to be amazing.
And we're excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is great. I'm going to look that up because I think that's awesome. So tell us, each of you give our listeners something to leave with today. What's the most important thing you can tell somebody who is stuck, whether it's financially or mentally, and they don't know what to do? What do they do?
For me, I'm going to say, for me, I was just going to say, to me, the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway I want our listeners, your listeners to have, is not to stay stuck. You know, if you're thinking that in your head, I'm stuck, say something. Ask for help. You know, tell someone. I think one of my main things is being quiet about things, not telling anyone, not saying anything, but thinking it in your head. So my biggest thing is say something. You know, say something, ask for help. Not being quiet, and that just goes a long way with me, not being quiet about anything, not being quiet about the things that don't make you feel good, that don't make you happy, whether it's your finances, whether it's, you know, how you feel emotionally, mentally, just not being quiet, asking for the help, seeking the help, telling someone, not being quiet.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. That's great. Tara?
I would love the listeners to take away, you deserve more.
Yeah.
You deserve more no matter what you've been through, no matter what family you've come from, no matter what relationship you've come out of, no matter how you may feel that no one loves you, you deserve more. And we would love for you to, one, start with yourself. Start with yourself and write down all of the great things you love about yourself. Take time before bed in the morning to really outline all of the things that you love about yourself. Take those positive things that you love about yourself, and we want you to blossom in all of those areas. If you love to draw, if you love to If you love to write blogs, if you want to start a business, we want you to take those things and we want you to look at them every day and to blossom and start with those things. Don't think about all of the negative things that you may think about yourself every day. Start with the positive things. And that's when you will start to see the change in yourself. And once you make the change in yourself, then your circle will change, and then your life will change.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Both great, great things. I love them both. And definitely, no matter where you are, if you need help, reach out for it. Like Kamisha said, there is help out there, whether it's you ladies, whether it's myself, whether it's someone at church, somebody local, there is always somebody there that can help you. You just have to ask for it. And you are absolutely 100% worthy of more. So stop silencing that tiny voice in your head that's telling you you deserve more, you're meant for more. Stop silencing that tiny voice and let it become a loud roar, because that, as Tara said, that is where you are going to become more. It will happen. Mm-hmm. You have to stop silencing that voice. And I can say that because that's what I did for years. I silenced the voice because I didn't think I was worthy. So just stop. Make the decision right now, today, that you are worthy of more. And let yourself, allow yourself to start living that. So, ladies, that is awesome. Thank you both so, so much.
No, so, thank you.
Is there anything?
Yeah. Amazing.
Anything else you ladies would like to add before we close?
I just wanted to say thank you and definitely encourage people. You know, like you said, Tara gave you all of our social media, Sisters Doing More. Follow us, email us, you know, if you have questions, you know, definitely.
Yes. Perfect. Tara, do you have anything else in closing?
No, I just want to say thank you. And to all the listeners, we want you to have more.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me. I can't tell you how glad I am that you're here and how much fun I had.
Well, thank you for
having
us. Thank
you. This is awesome. Yes.
Yes, this was awesome. Yes.
So,
we'd
ladies,
love to come back anytime.
Yes, definitely. So, ladies, don't forget to tune in next week and join us on Welcome to Your Fuller Life. You are not alone when we are joined by Tamara McCarthy. It's going to be a great show because, yes, we just said it. We're not alone.
Right.
That's great. I guess I couldn't have planned that any better, huh?
Right.
So, everyone, I look forward to having you back next week, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, you know, ladies, if you are ready to get out of your own way and come out of the shadows and just shine in your true greatness, if you're really ready to invest in you, I would love to have you apply for a free discovery call so that you can see what coaching is really about, and you can sign up for a chance for that on my website at lovingyourfullerlife.com. Please, I invite you to do that. Ladies, Tara, Kamisha, I'm so glad. Thank you again for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Love you all.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.